Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, it's so great to be with all of you tonight. We had a really fun show. As a matter of fact, I think it's so much fun, but beyond fun, it's also going to be informative. You're going to learn about a special kind of water today, and it's a fun kind of water. More importantly, you're also going to learn how eco-friendly this water is, the company is, and what we can say about biodegradable. But first, let me introduce you to my very special guest today. Alexandra Teklek is joining us here today. Let me tell you who Alexandra is. She is somebody that had a dream, a vision, and out of that, she was able to create this incredible water we're going to be calling Aqua Mantra throughout the show. It's going to become a household name for all of you. A water that actually carries a certain level of vibration due to the powerful messages. So today, get ready to hear all about this water, how you can probably find some of this showing up on your doorstep, but more importantly, what this all means. Are there hidden messages in water? And what did Alexandra find out about herself, her life, her calling, and what we know today as Aqua Mantra? She is the creator and president of this award-winning bottled water. And beyond all of that, she has an incredible message about how each of us can raise our vibration. So wait till you hear about the different kinds of water we're going to be talking about. I mean, how fun is this? How about having water that has the energy and the vibration of gratitude or love or health? And one of the favorites of people on the Dr. Pat Show, luck. So today, step into the world of Aqua Mantra. Step into the world beyond understanding about vibration, energy, drinking water that tastes good and that doesn't harm the planet. Alexandra, thank you for joining us here today. What a great show. We're going to have a blast. Welcome to the show.
Awesome. Well, thanks for that fabulous introduction. That was really great, Dr. Pat. That was a good description of who we are and what we're about.
So let's talk about the water. Let's start out by what is Aqua Mantra. Let's talk about this and talk about how you got the idea.
Sure. Aqua Mantra is a premium natural spring water. It comes locally for us down in from San Diego. And what it is we have mantras or affirmations on each of our bottles of water. So we have, like you said, I am grateful, I am lucky, I am loved, and I am healthy. And why did I put affirmations on water? Because it is kind of a little far-fetched, and for some people it's really incomprehensible. And it all started when I saw a little film called What the Bleep Do We Know, which came out in, I think, 2004. And in it, I discovered about Dr. Masura Emoto, who is my hero, because he really opened the door and enlightened so many people, and still does today, about the molecular structure of water and how it actually responds to non-physical stimuli, so just words itself. So if you can imagine that everything is energy, right?
Exactly.
Words carry a certain vibrational energy as well. And water being a conduit actually receives that energy and goes into the water. And he showed this by labeling words on water. For example, he put love and gratitude on a little vial of water, froze it, and then took pictures of it as it melted. And what he found is that the word love and gratitude turned into a beautiful-looking snowflake, whereas when he wrote you fool on the water, it actually shattered and turned a different color. And he's got books, and you can look him up on the internet, and he's got movies. He's really an amazing individual. And so it just really was kind of this awareness that I had that was like, well, if the water looks like that, then what does it taste like? And it was really as simple as that. And I love taking risks. So I thought, I'm going to try this out. And I just started writing words on water. And sure enough, when I gave the taste test to my husband, he could actually taste the difference between the word, the water that said love on it versus water that didn't have any words on it. And I was compelled. I was really moved from my soul to contribute this to humanity because I just felt like this is just like mind blowing, right? I mean, if people
exactly.
knew that words changed water, then they have to start recognizing about themselves. They have to start thinking that the words and the vibrational frequency of which we speak actually affect not only us, but the people around us, plants around us, animals around us, and especially water.
Well, Alex, one of the things that you and I have gotten to talk about a lot are the different kinds of water. I have to tell you that, you know, people are still talking about the show we did about the I Am Lucky water. And I want to stop for a minute and talk about this. Maybe it was because we did it close to St. Patrick's Day. I'm not really sure. But you and I did a show. We actually had callers in from that show where you were telling people how that particular water, the I Am Lucky water, works, what some of the mantras are, and what some of the things you've been able to do to create this level of vibration. Let's talk about this one first. Let's talk about I Am Lucky, because many people don't believe they're lucky. A lot of people don't believe in luck, but let's explain to folks what we really mean by this.
Right. Well, it's so funny that you even say that, because even tonight I had a woman order a mixed case, and she elected to opt out of the lucky, because a lot of people actually have the point of view that luck is just, you know, it's something that's outside of themselves and that, you know, they don't want to refer to it because they're actually creating. But the truth is that when you're lucky, you're grateful, and they are kind of interchangeable. Lucky is actually just a really easy word for people to relate to. And not everybody is as, you know, conscious or aware as you or myself, Dr. Pat. And so we have to really put it in terms that they can receive it. And so I Am Lucky was really created so that people could receive it. And it's fun. So it's like you can buy into it or you don't. But chances are if you're drinking I Am Lucky, something cool is going to happen to you. In fact, Teresa, who will be on the show a little bit later, they instigated an I Am Lucky challenge at their office. Because one of the people in their office, he was drinking I Am Lucky, and he said that there's just too many things that were happening that to be coincidence, that were turning up for him. And so it might be fun to, you know, really go back to that and ask her too. So they started a whole challenge, and all of them only drink I Am Lucky to see what was going to show up in there. And they're actually making a video that we'll be posting on our website just as soon as they conclude that challenge. So it's really in the eye of the beholder. It's what you decide to generate and create. And so all we're doing is giving you that reminder.
Well, a couple things also. You know, if you go to the website, and we're going to make sure everybody out there has got the website, go to the aquamantra.com website, and it's AQUAMANTRA .com website. When you do, go over there and check out the testimonials, because they're really kind of fun. I was looking at a couple of the testimonials, right? One of them was from Jenny McCarthy on here on the website. And, you know, really praising the mantra, you know, and loves drinking the water to stay mindful and positive. And so there are a couple of things that folks can really look at in terms of how to get in the right space and how to be reminded of this. Now, how is the process? How is it that each water has a certain vibration, has a certain taste to it?
Okay, good question. So, remember how I was talking about how every word carries a certain vibrational energy, right? So
yep.
Luck, for example, would carry a different vibrational energy than, say, loved, or, say, grateful, or, say, healthy. And so originally, I'm going to share some secrets here, but originally when I designed the water, I tried it with just the words, but I didn't want to just have water to, you know, luck water on there. I really wanted people to empower themselves, so it's kind of a two-pronged bottle of water. A, it tastes good because of the words, but it also empowers you to take action. But I had written the words, I'm lucky, and according to Dr. Emoto, the water will change into its new form, if you will, with the energy vibration of the words after 2 hours. So if you drank the water and it dropped below where we had written on the bottle, I am lucky, the water actually was changing back to its original form. And I was conflicted with that because I really wanted to be authentic in distributing a beverage that tasted good the whole time that you're drinking it, not just, you know, for the first half hour. What if you put it down?
Exactly.
And
right.
So I had this idea to put I am lucky at the bottom so that when the water, you know, so at least it would make it to, you know, to the bottom, but it didn't go all the way to the bottom. And then this is all in the process of creating it. And then I went and saw a speaker by the name of Jay-Z Knight, out of the Rampa Enlightenment School down in San Diego. And she had talked about creating your day. And when you set up your day, you want to speak in the phrase of, I have always been. And her point of view was that if you tell yourself you've always been something, then the mind is going to go there and it's always going to have been something. And so you start generating and creating from the space of always being that. So I thought, what if we tell the water it's always been lucky? Then it might not ever change back. So I know this sounds crazy, but that's actually what we did. And then what I found was when the water actually fell below the words, I've always been lucky, because one day it just did, and I left it for like 4 hours, I forgot about it, and I drank it again, and the frequency of the water stayed consistent. So we're, you know, infinitely telling the water it's always been lucky, and it keeps that charge. And if anybody has a bottle, they can look on the right-hand side, and it's in little letters, and that's actually the potency of the water. That's what gives it its frequency, by telling the water it has always been lucky, or it's always been loved, or it's always been grateful, or always been healthy.
Wow, and you know, you've got some interesting stories about the formulation of all of this. I mean, you've got a really cool story about the I Am Healthy water, and I wanted you to take a few minutes to talk about that, because, you know, some people would say, and I'm sure people are thinking, how did she come up with I am lucky, I am love, I am healthy, and how did you come up with these and leave all the rest of them out? I mean, everybody is probably saying, why don't you be I am this, or I am peace, or I am that?
Right. Well, I mean, my husband kind of mocks me, but I had this huge whiteboard, and I just started writing, you know, I am whatever's on there, and I just it was kind of a weeding out process for me. I mean, I even tried, like, I'm sexy, you know, and I'm passionate, and I'm prosperous. I mean, I tried all the ones that I thought people would like, and then I tried ones that, you know, that I wanted to contribute, and, you know, it just kind of, I tasted them all, you know, and then it just kind of became a process of what was tasting good. The interesting one was I am love, L-O-V-E, did not taste good. And I had some other people try it, and they were like, oh, this doesn't really taste good, but I'm going to drink it because I am love. And so that started to kind of open the awareness of that, you know, this has some meaning behind it. This isn't just, you can't just slap words on a bottle. And I've had a lot of people try to pitch me mantras for the sake of it. For example, I'm happy doesn't taste good either. It's like, and I can't explain that. I just started to kind of figure out, you know, what words did work. Like, I am fortunate works versus I am prosperous doesn't. So if you start to look at the vibrational frequency of I am passionate works, for example, I am fabulous works, for example, I am courageous does not, I am successful works. It was just kind of this pattern, but I really had to keep it simple. And I also wanted to use primary colors so that people could have like a little rainbow when they looked at our water. I wanted our water to be really beautiful. And what the viewers can't see, because we're on the radio, is that each of our bottles actually has custom created artwork that also describes what, you know, for example, I am lucky or I am loved, just kind of means and in an overview, so that everybody can interpret it in their own perspective, which makes the bottle really, really beautiful.
Oh, yeah, they're absolutely gorgeous. And if you go to the website, aquamantra.com, you'll see for yourself. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about along this same line is if you go to the website, you can read about how the water is created. But you actually challenge people to take a bottle of water and to write, I hate you on the water or something like that, right, if you don't believe this. And then, you know, let it sit there, I think you say overnight, and in the morning take a sip of the hate water. And then take a sip of regular water so that you could figure out yourself the power of this.
Absolutely. I mean, just like in the film, What the Bleep Do We Know, this is how it all started. At the very end, they said, don't take our word for it. Try it for yourself. And that is actually the catalyst that, like, brought this all to me. And I was like, yeah, I am going to try it for myself. So if I'm the creator of my own reality and I can do everything the way that I want to do it by choosing it, you know, through quantum physics, I basically said, you know, hey, I wanted some more money to finish my house was my first thought because at the time we were remodeling our house. And it was like the second thought right after that that was all about Dr. Emoto. And so the thing is that you have to be willing to take that step. And if people are willing, I do invite them to take the challenge because we're very transparent and I'm not doing anything special that you can't do yourself. What I'm doing is I'm prepackaging it for you. I'm making it really easy for you so that you can go into a local Albertsons, you can pick it up and you can have it with your lunch. That's all I'm doing. I'm not here to replace anybody's, you know, container of water or water as a resource itself. I'm inviting people to take the challenge that understanding that water carries vibrational energy. Water, wine, juice, anything actually carries those words. So it's like, what are you drinking? If you're drinking Fiji water, what information is going into your body? The word.
And, you know, let's talk about this for a minute, because not only is that part of what people are across the world are getting to know about, but, you know, you all, and this, tell me about this, because I found this completely fascinating. You all won, in February 2007, Aquamantra won the best tasting bottled water in an international bottled water competition out of 23 countries and over 50 other applicants. My gosh, you all won a gold medal for this for I Am Healthy. So how the heck did that feel?
Well, it was super fun because I actually, this is like when I first started, I was, of course, super excited about Aquamantra, us kind of like going out on the, onto the industry, you know, and you got to know that bottled water is a really hard category to break
into.
It's
a huge industry.
Thank God I didn't really know what I was getting myself into.
I know.
Because,
me too. Me
you
too
know, I
radio.
Just had open eyes and I was just excited about sharing this, you know, with the world. But I wanted to prove that I was in fact telling the truth and that the water did taste actually really good because of the words and because of the intention that we had put on the bottles. And so I entered it into the competition, but I also created a vision board. And what I did is I took all of our waters, I took the medal from their website, and I put it on our bottles, you know, graphically, and I put it on my computer. And I looked at it for about a month and a half before the competition. So I didn't really, like, sit there and, you know, think hard about it. I just thought, oh, it would be so fun if we won. Like, oh, that would be really cool if we won. And I didn't even know that we won. I got the press release in an email that said that Aquamantra, we had actually tied for this gold medal first. And I was, like, ecstatic, and I was flipping out because here I had really, you know, I had put it up and created it, but I think that, you know, the vision board did help as well. We've entered since then, and we tend to do really well, like in the top categories. But we haven't placed as of yet. Which shows me that, you know, the judges all have their own intentions, right? And they're all receiving it. And the I Am Healthy continues to receive high marks. Like this year, the I Am Healthy was actually 10th. And the I Am Love came in 11th. So it shows, like, how those people are receiving, like, when they're tasting it, you know what I mean? And so maybe they all needed to be healthier.
Exactly. I mean, that goes, you know what, we could do a whole lot of show on that, a whole show on that question about that. You know, because people that really do want to feel healthy, they want to be reminded, not of what's going on, but they want to be reminded of the power that is in I am healthy, I am lucky. Let's talk about I am loved for a minute. Because, you know, that I would imagine for a lot of people, is quite the favorite. Did you launch with all four of these, or did you launch with one and then add the others?
Yeah, I was instructed actually to do just that, just to launch one in one category, and that was it. And I really didn't want to tell people that you only have to be loved. I really wanted to create options for people so that they could choose what's rewarding for them. And so we started with I am lucky, I am loved, and I am healthy. And those are our staple three. We have those now in our mini mantra sizes as well as our 1 liter sizes. And I didn't introduce the grateful until the fall of 2008. And that was for Thanksgiving because I was feeling like Thanksgiving was kind of, you know, Thanksgiving gets to be more about eating and, you know, it's good to see family, but a lot of times it doesn't always end up being so positive. And I think that people forget that what to be grateful for. So I wanted to kind of, we always have a challenge around Thanksgiving to buy the water and bring it to your family and put it on the table and ask your family to go around the table and say what they're grateful for. And I don't know if that's commonplace, but I do it in my family, and, like, we're always bawling by the end because it really digs up those raw emotions of what you're grateful for. And when you're grateful, you attract more. And it's just, like, it just breaks through, you know, any stuff that's stuck in your, you know, emotional imbalance. And so we ended up doing that one a little bit later. But now the loved and the grateful are actually our two top sellers.
Okay, so here's the question. For folks that are going to go to your website, they're going to be able to read a lot of information. I was really struck by the information you have, and actually the examples you have about changing aura. Aquamantra has proven to change your aura. And let's talk about aura for a minute, what it means, you know, and let's talk about some of the examples that you have on the website and even beyond this, about what happens to people, what happens to their aura after they actually do drink different waters. Because you have some great examples. It's kind of actually, it's almost science fiction in a way, but, you know, you have to experience to see it. If we believe in energy and vibration, which people are talking about all the time now, Alex, I mean, you can hardly turn something on without hearing energy or vibration. But let's talk about this experiment you did with changing aura.
Yeah, well, that was really fun. We did that early on because, you know, people, they want some kind of scientific proof that shows that our water is changing or that our water is affecting people. And we didn't really want to get into the science of it so much because it comes with a lot of, you know, maybe legal ramifications. And
we're really
not here to, to prove any science. We're here to inspire people. We're here as a quick reminder to tell yourself how awesome you are. But a fun thing that we discovered is that, you know, an aura is actually like, you can take a photograph of the energy that surrounds you. And what it'll do is with these special cameras, it'll show up with different colors representing different aspects of you and your different, like, emotional levels. And so what we wanted to see is if drinking Aquamantra would actually affect somebody's aura. And so we did. So we went in and took pictures, and basically they went in, they had their auras photographed just, you know, before, and then they drank Aquamantra, and then they waited 45 minutes, and then they took photos again. And it showed how the auras had shifted in color. And that's not, I mean, we do it all the time. If you go to any kind of conscious trade show, they always have, like, aura photos. But we've actually done it where you're just holding the bottle and your aura will change. So you don't even have to really drink it. I've done it where they've taken a picture before and then I just take one sip just right there and my aura has changed. So, you know, it just shows, it's just kind of like also children are really receptive to Aquamantra. Like, I've had kids, like, come up to us at the trade shows and, like, just go grab a bottle. And the parents are like, oh, I guess I'm buying this for my child. Yeah, because they get it. You know, Aquamantra in and of itself carries its own energy surrounding it, which permeates everything. You know, it's its own, you know, living organism, like the people
yeah.
that it touches and the people that it connects and the good that it does. So, you know, we're
well,
all conduits of Aquamantra.
I have to tell you, I was really struck by Tara's, what you know, what the description was. Tara, for example, you know, had three different photos done, and this is photos of her aura. And if you go to the website, aquamantra.com, you'll be able to read all of this yourself. But I was really struck by how in a very short period of time, you know, that aura, that energy field shifted from, actually what the folks described as like horizontal vibrational lines and bands of red going through most of her, and then drinking I Am Healthy, that being cleaned up a little bit, and finally, an hour after drinking I Am Healthy, we now have the aura, the chakras, everything changing. We have beautiful blue light. We have white light. I mean, this is really a significant change. Most people can't change their aura over a lifetime. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Well, you know, the thing is that you're connecting to that energy, right? And also, you're 70% water. So if it's, in fact, affecting the water, which it is my opinion that it is, and it's going into your body, the water actually aligns to the highest frequency. Okay, so if you're drinking tap water and then you drink Aquamantra, then it's going to take on, you know, the inherent qualities of the Aquamantra in the frequency vibration. So the same happens with inside your body, right? All your organs, everything inside your body is about the water. So why not put the good stuff in and let it assimilate inside your body? Like the I Am Healthy, for example, if you want to remain healthy. I mean, that's just something that you want to constantly say. And the funny thing about Tara is that she definitely had a lot of that red energy. She was a very intense individual. So it was fun to see how it evened out and how it it really expanded and became more of the lighter colors. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's a good example.
It is. Actually, it's quite profound. Now, beyond all of this, many people listening to the show might be thinking, wait a minute, we're talking about bottled water, we're talking about plastic. That kind of leads us to, again, talking about vibration, but also talking about something you did that, you know, no one else was doing. And let's talk about this idea of creating bottled water that has to do with a special kind of bottle. And we're going to bring somebody on to do that right after our break. Alex and I are thrilled to be talking with you. And when we come back from break, we're going to be introducing you to someone that has created something pretty incredible, and that is Teresa Clark. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what Aquamantra, what this water is actually contained in, and why is this approach not only in line with the whole basis, vision, and mission of Aquamantra, but what is it that Alex and Teresa are doing to save the planet? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got Alex joining us, Teresa joining us, and believe it or not, we're going to share some information about plastic bottles that you probably haven't heard before. And so putting the whole package together, there's very good reason why people are raving about Aquamantra, why people absolutely love the way it tastes, but more importantly, getting that energy cleared, getting that vibration moving in the right place, and being able to get clear about what you're putting in your body. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you want to find out more about me, about the Dr. Pat Show, and all of the stuff we're up to, go to drpatlive.com. Okay, everybody, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Is your soul thirsty for love this Valentine's Day? Fill it up with Aquamantra's I Am Loved water and feel the love with every conscious sip. You attract love into your reality when you're overflowing with love from within. Pick up a case of Aquamantra's award-winning premium natural spring water that flows from the abundant streams of Mount Palomar, California. Now in our brand new biodegradable and recyclable bottles. On sale at aquamantra.com/I Am Loved. And know you are loved.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance. Take control of your health and vitality and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And as we said before, we are here. Wow. We're talking about something pretty incredible, Aqua Mantra. And again, go to the website, aquamantra.com. All of the information, everything we're talking about, including that, that display of auras, is on their website. Joining us today for the second part of this conversation, which is a very important part of the conversation, is someone that knows a lot about what it means to have bottled water in the world, but more importantly, what does it mean to have bottled water in the world and be able to do that in a way that is eco-friendly. Well, guess what? Teresa Clark has figured it out. She is part of an amazing technology, an unbelievable creation, so that when you put Aquamantra with Enzo bottles, what do you get? You get high vibrational water that's put in a vibrational bottle that does not harm the earth. So imagine these two women coming together, Teresa and Alex, and coming together from a place of, I want to take care of others, I want to take care of the earth. And what do you get from that? You get an incredible creation and a partnership that'll probably last forever. Alex, Teresa, it's great having you here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pat.
Okay, so we spent a bit of time talking with Alex about Aquamantra, but I would love to know how both of you got together, because, you know, Alex, for you, this had to be a dilemma to know that you were producing extraordinary water and putting it in traditional plastic bottles. That had to be a dilemma for you.
It was, actually, and it was really challenging because I would actually do demos in stores talking about the water, and then people would be like, oh, this is so great, but it's in plastic, you know, and their face would frown, and I would be like, yeah, but, you know, we're working towards a solution, and as soon as one comes out, then we'll be switching that, but it was, I just didn't really have a solution. So I actually looked for about a year and a half until this really awesome experience happened where I met Teresa, which was basically from my angle is that we were looking, and one of my associates said, you know, you should call this company, you should talk to this company, and they might have an angle that you could use for the green bottles. And then I called Teresa, and then she can tell her side of the story.
Okay, Teresa, tell your side of the story.
Well, let me tell you what happened. This is what I call the real story. you know, we were in the process of developing the new bottle, which is a biodegradable and recyclable bottle. And we were to the point where the product was figured out, but we were just going through the final testing phases. And I happened to be at the grocery store with one of my business partners and walked down the aisle and saw the I Am Loved Aquamantra bottle. And not knowing Aquamantra from any other brand, it just seemed to call out to us, and we picked it up and said, you know, hey, this is one of those customers that we want to contact when we get our bottle ready to go to market. So I took it back to the office, set it on my desk, and I'm not kidding you, the next day before I even had a chance to figure out who Aquamantra was, I got a phone call from Aquamantra.
I know. Don't you ever scratch your head and wonder, wow, isn't that pretty incredible? How the heck does that happen? But then we just talked about energy and vibration, right?
Exactly. Well, also what Teresa, you know, had shared is that Teresa had also learned about, she had seen The Secret and What the Bleep Do We Know, and she was very familiar with quantum physics and the law of attraction. So, you know, it does make sense. I mean, what we are talking about does in fact work, because here, it's like what the law of attraction and what quantum physics talks about is that like attracts like, you know, and here's two companies and two identities that want to make a difference in the world and that want to do great by the world, and they want their products to stand out. And so, of course, it makes sense that, you know, it would be made easy, because anytime that it's easy and effortless, like, you know, it's right on.
Exactly. Exactly. I totally get that. And, you know, so now we have this incredible partnership, Aquamantra, Enzo Bottles. Here we go. We've got incredible vibrational water. And if you don't believe me, go to the website, aquamantra.com. But now we're doing something that's really special. You know, Teresa, tell us about biodegradable for you. I mean, my goodness. You know, we all say that each of us has a calling. You know, we each have a calling, something we're drawn to do. Apparently, this is your mission. I mean, why was creating this biodegradable bottle, why was this such an important life journey for you?
You know, the important thing about this for me was prior to working on the biodegradable bottle, I actually had a water company. So I was selling bottled water. And, you know, same thing that Alex felt with the Aquamantra water is there's this deep-set guilt that you know what you're doing is causing more harm than it should.
Yep.
But there's no solution out there. And I think this all, some of this goes back to the whole law of attraction is I wanted something better. And I wanted it so bad and went out there and searched and tried all these different technologies with none of them working. And at the point when you're ready to say, you know, there's nothing out there, is the point when the path opens up and, you know, it's kind of like that aha moment and the path is just set before you. So it's become a definite passion of mine, the biodegradable bottle, and then also furthering technology. So right now we have a bottle that's fully biodegradable, put it in the landfill, it's going to biodegrade. You put it in a compost system, it's going to biodegrade. You put it in a recycle system, and it's going to recycle just like your regular bottles. So you can make more bottles out of it. You can make furniture. You can make anything that you make out of normal bottles. But we're moving it forward as well to start getting it from renewable sources. So not from corn, not from, you know, sugar cane, but things like algae that are a lot better for our environment and growing. They can clean the air while they're growing. They use wastewater to grow with. So it's such a phenomenal technology and so many ways you can continue to improve on it that it's just fascinating.
Well, it is. And you know, let's talk about this for a minute. You know, Teresa, from your point of view, you know, why is it that you think more and more companies are not looking at biodegradable plastic? I mean, for not just for bottled water, but I mean across the board, so to speak. I mean, everybody knows about the Pacific Garbage Patch. You know, people, well, no, honestly, not everybody does know about that. But you know what I'm trying to say. If this is really an available technology, what the heck is in the way?
You know, I'm not sure there's really anything in the way. I mean, I guess that's not a real good answer, but things
are
moving.
That's a good answer.
We're going to see more and more and more products that are following Aquamantra's lead. We've got, you know, several hundred companies that are using and promoting the bottle. And it was all started, like I said, with Aquamantra. They were the first ones to jump in, the first ones to lead the way. And it's moving fast. I think you're going to see a big change coming up in the industry that probably would. Next year, I'm going to guess you're going to see some big things happening.
Well, I think part of this, as you know, and I want to ask both of you about this. I mean, once people start to get some of the numbers, let me give out a number here for those of you out there that are wondering why this is such a concern. Think about this number. 36 billion non-biodegradable plastic bottles are discarded in landfills or littered on our beaches and highways every year. 36 billion. 24 million of these are dumped into landfills daily. And so we're talking about outrageous numbers that are not going down. They're actually going up.
It's true. It's absolutely true. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, the education is out there, but it's like people just aren't, they're not taking those next steps. It's still, you know, maybe an inconvenience for them. And you know, look, we're not here to judge. We're not here to say, you know, you're bad. Well, sometimes, but, you know, you're bad if you don't recycle. But, like, my own mom, okay, like, this is my living. She didn't recycle until I seriously had a fit. I was like, look, you have got to do, you have to. It's so easy. Call your garbage man. Get a recycling container. So I did it for her, and she was actually, like, shocked at how much recycled materials that she actually did end up collecting. So it's like people aren't aware, or they're just, you know, they're just going against it or whatever. There's also, I think, an attitude of how can I possibly make a difference, right? There's, you know, all those millions of plastic bottles, they're going to end up there anyway. So what, how could I possibly, you know, do a difference? But you can actually make a difference because by you doing it, you can influence your friends to do it, especially if you're in, you know, schools. You can encourage your classmates to do it. And it's the same kind of philosophy as Aqua Mantra, which is pay it forward. You know, it's like share the love with somebody else. Share the love with your planet. By you contributing, you are making a difference. And if you just do your job by taking care of your own waste, then there's going to be a future for us, you know, that doesn't look like a pile of garbage.
It's really kind of
amazing.
You know,
I want to throw something in there real quick.
Yeah.
You were talking about the amount of bottles going into a landfill.
Yep.
And I wanted to throw out just a little bit of a vision for those bottles that are going into the landfill.
Are you going to talk about biodegradation?
Just a little bit.
Okay, go for it.
What I wanted to talk about is if those bottles were biodegradable bottles going into the landfill,
yes,
they would be producing methane, which is a source of clean energy. And for every 33 ENSO bottles that go into a landfill, they produce enough power to light a 100-watt light bulb for 1 hour.
Wow.
So,
let's talk about how this works, though, Teresa, if we could, because a lot of people are not familiar with biodegradable or microorganisms. You know what I'm saying? Let's just take a moment to describe the process and how this works.
Sure. Your standard plastic bottles, the reason that they don't biodegrade in the environment is because when we make plastics, it's a very long chain of molecules. And it's so long that the microorganisms can't get it inside their cells to biodegrade it. And that's how they typically will biodegrade things. What we're doing is we're adding in nutrients and organic compounds that are going to attract the microbes to the plastic. And then it encourages an enzyme production within the microorganism, which happens naturally, but you have to have the right ingredients there.
Right.
That causes those organisms to excrete the enzyme, and it'll break that chain into smaller pieces so that they can get it inside their cell and they can break it down the way that they're supposed to.
Yeah, and, you know, this is what we're talking about is really talking about the future being here now. You know, this technology is something that is available to us, especially here in this country, right? Let's talk about this for a minute. You know, we're not talking about a technology that's rare or requires something extraordinary. So, you know, let's go back to sort of the conversation about why not go in this direction. I mean, what do you believe it's going to take? And, you know, for you, Teresa, I mean, what kind of growth have you seen in your company over the past year or so?
We've seen pretty phenomenal growth. One thing that you were saying, what is it going to take to have this everywhere like it should be?
Yes.
What that's going to take is individuals. It's going to take people when they go to the store looking for those products. You know, just like with some of these artificial sweeteners and, you know, other chemicals and stuff that we've all decided we don't want to ingest.
Right.
Looking at the back, looking at the ingredients, saying, okay, I don't want to buy that product. I want to buy, you know, fair trade products. I want to buy products made without harmful chemicals. Exactly the same thing, considering the packaging in everything that you buy, because your packaging is just as important as the product that you're buying. And as more people do that, your manufacturers, your big brands are going to know that if they don't put their products in that kind of packaging.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Alex, I want to ask you, I mean, you know, you now have the perfect solution, so to speak. You have water that has an incredible vibration. You have it bottled in biodegradable. And, you know, this combination is, you know, pretty cool. From your perspective, Alex, what does this solution really mean?
Well,
it means you have no barriers to purchase. It means that you can now choose with ease and joy and glory when you go shopping for your bottled water. I mean, along with the whole plastic backlash, you know, Aquamantra also faces a lot of criticism about, you know, tap water is good for you. And I will go to bat a million years to the end saying that it is not good for you. Tap water, if it is not filtered properly, actually carries some really gnarly, disgusting bacteria of its own that can then go in your body and harm you, especially if you are immune compromised. So, and the thing that about Aquamantra's mission is that we're not here to say you can only buy Aquamantra. You know, we're here to say put your information on your water. Make sure that it's good water. Make sure that it's filtered water. Ours happens to be highly filtered. I mean, we have one of the highest standards of filtering in California, which is another reason that our water tastes so good. But we want people to make choices based on, you know, what's rewarding for them, what's good for their body, what's good for their mind, and we're actually kicking it up a notch. So for us, it's like I think we're making the Nestle's and the Coke and the Pepsi's of the world thinking twice about just slapping some water in a bottle and selling it to people, you know, because now they're all trying to come up with alternative solutions. But are there any other companies out there that are contributing to the well-being of the mindset of people as well as to the well-being of their body as well as to the well-being of the earth? And on top of that, Aquamantra contributes 3 cents for every 1 liter bottle to charity. So, I mean, we really don't have any, there's nothing you can really say about Aquamantra that isn't on the positive side. And that's really what we're trying to do is make it easy for people to feel good and to consume for themselves for what's rewarding.
Well, one of the other things that we haven't mentioned, and everybody else is mentioning it, so we might as well. I mean, I think it's worth talking about the pH factor because there is a lot of conversation around pH factor around minerals. And let's talk a little bit about why it's important to have the kind of pH factor you have and the mineral content you have, because not many people are really talking about that either.
Well, no, exactly. And that's what, you know, when you've got your Dasanis and your Aquafinas, which is, you know, a majority of what's out there, that is tap water, people. It is purified tap water, and you're not getting any minerals. You're not getting anything that's positive for your body. And so I think that it's important for people to be aware of their pH. I mean, that it gets a little intricate because, you know, pH is it's a personal choice. Aquamantra's pH is at an even 7.4. So if you want to be on the higher end of the pH, like some of the water filtration systems are doing, then, you know, then that's what you should choose. You should choose what's something that's got a higher pH for you. Or if you want a lower pH, you can. There are water specific to that. Aquamantra is neutral. We're in the middle, so we're not going to offend your body, and we're not going to, you know, encourage, you know, an overactive anything else because of the pH. And, you know, I have my own opinions about that. You know, for us, our main selling point is the inspiration and the energy. You know, I do want to talk about that our water says energy enhanced, so a lot of people think there might be some sugar in there because, yay for our country that energy now equates sugar.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that an interesting note?
Right? It's like, no, we are actually energy enhanced based on the quantum energy because we are physically putting the quantum energy in there with the words. And that's the only thing that makes that has energy that goes into our water. But otherwise, it's just delicious, natural tasting water. And what I hear out in the field about our water is that, you look, it's a beautiful bottle, and it's got this mantra, and but then for some reason when they drink it, they expect it to taste like crap. And so most times people are, like, overly impressed and really comment on, like, wow, this water is really good, you know, and that's the feedback that I always receive is how good our water is. And it's true. It's because, you know why? Because the bottle is making the water happy, too. You know, we have the words. But I would actually bet that the water is pretty stoked on the fact that these bottles are biodegradable.
Well, and I think it's all part of a, you know, collective consciousness as well. I mean, that's one thing that, you know, we haven't touched upon. But certainly we are broadening what we know about plastics and the earth and eco-friendly, and, you know, everybody says they're going green, but, you know, it's a different shade of green if you ask me. And I wanted to thank both of you for joining the show tonight. You know, Teresa, we did not give out the Enzo website. I think we should take a few minutes and do that, and let folks know how they can support you and your work.
Oh, fantastic. You can find out more at www.ensobottles.com, and Enzo is E-N-S-O. And, you know, the biggest thing that you can do to support us is when you go to the store, look for the products that have the Enzo logo on it. If you don't see any in your store, ask the store why they're not carrying it. You know, ask for products like Aquamantra.
Exactly.
And that's really what we need. Yeah, it's unfortunate we didn't get to talk about, you know, the challenge we did here with the Lucky
Water.
Well,
let's talk about it real quick. We've got a minute or two. Why don't we talk about the challenge with the Lucky Challenge?
Okay, I just have to share this. This is a little bit of a sneak peek preview. But at Enzo Bottles, we decided to take a Lucky Water challenge, and everybody within the company drank only Lucky Water for an entire week just to test it, see what happened. And some pretty phenomenal things happened. You know, we have one person in the company that his life dream was to, you know, go backstage to a concert. And he actually got to go backstage to a Vince Neil, which is one of his all-time, you know, rock icons. We also got to go to a NASCAR race, and we were actually down there in the pits with the wheels rolling around us, you know, 2 feet from the cars, just things that you never would have had the opportunity to do. And so it was just pretty amazing that, you know, you think it's going to work, but when it actually happens, it floors you.
It's incredible. So
cool.
That's a little sneak preview, so I bet more is to come. Thank you, Teresa. You know, Alex, what would you like to say to folks? How can they get the water? Tell everybody, you know, what's available to them.
Yeah, well, first I just wanted to say that there's a company that we work with called Thirstmonger. So it's like you're thirsty, Thirstmonger, M-O-N-G-E-R.com. They actually give free shipping on Aquamantra anywhere in the United States if you order like $60 or more. So if you're considering ordering Aquamantra, go there, and you get, I think it's like 2 or 3 cases, and it's free shipping, which is like unbeatable. It's about as affordable as it would be in the store. Or you can go to Aquamantra's website. You can go to aquamantra.com/store, and you can see all of our products. And we also have a Mantra of the Month Club where we can deliver it to your home or office monthly, kind of like a wine of the month, but it's Mantra of the Month. And if you live in California or anywhere on the West Coast, you can find us at Albertsons, Whole Foods, or any of your little local markets. And if you want, you can also download a form off of our website and just sign it and take it into your store and say, I want you to carry Aquamantra. And more than likely, they will. So thank
Absolutely.
You so much for all the information sharing. And it's always fun to have Teresa on the call as well, educating us. And you, Dr. Pat, are so fabulous and awesome. Thank you.
I love it. I mean, we're just warming up here. I can't wait till everyone gets to create the Aquamantra Challenge and challenge their local stores to make sure that I am lucky, I am loved, I am healthy, and I am grateful gets on their store shelves. Thank you both for joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on, and we will see you next time. Remember, you are the best. We're going to keep reminding you that. And if you want to be reminded every day, check out this water, and remember, you can do it and save the earth at the same time. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
You're stepping down your soapbox, is way too high overgrown. You can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taken off and left to you, nowhere to down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow, not maybe, we're gonna make it out alright, just not right now.
And speak well of a stranger's soul, for you never know. Gypsy dance on curtain call. Take your last bow.